Given the exchange rate headwinds, the fact that we were up slightly in Japan and up 10% on the volume in Korea is good news. Demand is definitely rebounding. You know, retail and online has been strong all along, but I think we're starting to see the rebound of food service. And I just returned from Japan, and I compare that to my trip in September, and it's obvious that downtown Tokyo is much busier. Of course, their last emergency declaration in both Japan and Korea was lifted in April, but it's taken a while, I think, for people to get out and about. I think that'll be a tailwind, the rebound in food service. And I'm certain that we're starting to see the beginning of that in some of these numbers. And of course, China on the beef side continues to be strong. The continued cloud of the zero COVID policy, which was still in effect for October. Despite that, we still see good numbers. And of course, the good news is that there's been some recent announcements here in the last week or two of a relaxation of some of the COVID restrictions. So maybe that bodes well for food service to China rebounding as we go into early 2023.